Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
Okay. Thursday morning, and of course, round 10 of the NRL. Steve Jacko Jackson joining us in our studio. The legend he is. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello, mate. And I wouldn't want your job for, you know, I don't know how you... We've got so many buttons and push. Are you having trouble with the computers this morning, mate?
Oh, the computer's playing up. But the button pushing, I do that daily with our management team, with everybody. I push their buttons.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the desk in front of him.
Fantastic.
Just doing my job. Just doing my job.
I have a lady that keeps coming to my chicken counter, mate, and she says, Jacko, where are your tips? I can't find your tips. What's going on, Dave?
Come on. Well, it's on Instagram now.
Oh, it's on Instagram?
Yes.
On the story, they call it. The story. I don't know what the hell that is, but apparently it's on the story.
Righto. There we go.
So it'll be up there after the chat with
you. Because I'm going all right this year. You're not going too well. You got 3 out of 8 last week.
Oh, look.
I got 6 out of 8. Thank God. Yes. The Raiders, we were down 20-0.
I know. What
20-0, and I'm watching it. And my partner, Helen's going, Steve, you're so animated. And I said, I'm so angry. We got beaten 40-0 last week by Cronulla. And it's 20-0. We're going to get beaten by 50 this time. And we come back and we actually won.
So what do you reckon Sticky actually, the head coach, Ricky Stewart, actually said in the sheds at halftime?
Well, he was calm. I listened to the interview with one of the players afterwards, and they said he was very calm. He could see we were going, okay.
Yeah.
He said, and he could turn around. There's no good going off. What's he used to going off?
Well, he's got a habit of doing that over the years.
He's so emotional. He's so emotional.
Passionate. But,
or his players were terrified to not win the game. So, like, let's get out there and turn this around.
Well, Manly didn't help themselves. Manly weren't good. So, I'll take that one. Don't worry. I was jumping up and down like a kid in a lolly shop.
A win's a win, eh?
A win's a win. And exactly, you know what? Right. They're vital.
Yeah.
Especially the way it's going this year. It's, how hard is it to select winners?
You know what? It is great for the game. It's terrible when there's money on the line in tipping.
In your tipping competition. Yes. You've gone from third to sixth.
Yeah, I've gone from third to sixth.
What did you
one
get
hit
last week? Tell everybody how well you did last week.
3 out of 8. That's a little bit below average.
A little bit. The sandwich lady, as you guys took the piss out of me last year, did better than me. I think she's doing better than you now, Dave.
What about the Dolphins? The Dolphins knocking off the cows up there. And, And then the game of the round this week has got to be the Storm and the Sharks.
How do you pick this one? Because it's right at the top of the table.
Well, it's down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So
the Sharks normally, and correct me if I'm wrong, they usually play quite well down there, the Sharks.
Oh, look, I don't know. I have to. Too long ago. That's last year.
Okay.
I can't remember yesterday. You serious? Can we get the stats on that? Where's the statistician? Jay, can you sort that out, please?
I'll try.
How did the Sharks go down at NY Stadium?
I looked at that earlier this morning. So,
All right.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
They're actually quite good down in Melbourne.
Oh, they've been impressive this year. The Sharks they're the real deal. And I've gone the Storm in that match. And what have you decided?
I've gone the Sharks on that one.
You're on the Sharks.
Feel it's going to be close.
Yeah, well, and a bloke that's got 3 out of 8 last week.
We're not taking advice from him.
The law of averages with Dave, you know, the more you lose, the closer you are to win. So you're probably going to, but you did go, the Bunnies didn't
you're
you?
You're killing me.
But you did go the Bunnies too.
I just get a feeling that grudge match between the Dragons and the Rabbitohs, because they're so close as far as geography goes, they love beating each other.
Speaking of the Bunnies, though, do you think Wayne Bennett will go? To the Rabbitohs from the Dolphins.
I think he will. Wayne just loves a challenge. It's not about money. He doesn't need the money, mate.
I've even seen the Dolphins on TikTok promoting the fact that he might be leaving. They're promoting
really?
It, yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I saw it yesterday. I thought that was very odd. Very odd.
Why wouldn't you want to keep him?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't anyone want Wayne Bennett?
Mm,
he has just got the runs on the board. And what he does, he makes an average player so much better. Because you know what? He pulls everyone's heads out of the clouds. He has an even playing field. He is the best leveler in the game.
Yeah, but you said you're terrified of him. The eyes look straight through you.
Well, he just doesn't have to talk.
Yeah.
He just looks at you, and you look at him, and you go, what did I do wrong? And he walks away without saying a word and has you self-analyzing, what did I do wrong? Oh, how did I train? Did I play? This is what he does, Jack. That's an amazing...
That is amazing.
All right. Yeah, how the hell does...
We need school teachers like him.
That's why he's the best.
Yeah.
That's why he's the best coach.
And he doesn't just do it to the kid down the junior league rounds. He does it to the top level. Imagine Latrell Mitchell carrying on like he has been.
Oh, my God.
If he had Wayne Bennett at the helm.
Jesus.
Wayne Bennett sacked Wally Lewis back in 1990. So Wayne Bennett will sack anyone because no one is bigger than this game. Once you start thinking you're bigger than the game, it's time to go.
Now, yeah. I think we will do what we used to do, and I'm going to bring it back. I don't care what the boss has said because, again, I press the buttons. Let's go through your tips for this round. Just speed through them.
Right, I'll speed through them. Yep. Right, Dolphins over Manly.
Yep.
I'm going to go Dolphins.
Yep.
I'm going to go Panthers over the Doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Para over the Bronkies.
I've got the Broncos.
The Broncos. Tigers over the Knights. Dragons over the Bunnies. A Storm over the Sharks. A Roosters over the Warriors. And the Titans over the Cowboys. And if I get 3 out of 8 next week, I will not be doing this again.
We'll be getting Courtney from our office to replace you again.
Oh, she was awesome. Oh, mate, she got me 8 out of 8 at one stage.
Yeah, but she is just dying to get back on this breakfast show regularly.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, 8 out of 8. That was just luck. She forgot to put the tips in, I think.
Yeah, she picked because of the colours.
Yes.
The shorts look good on that bloke, so I'm going to pick him. And the jersey's nice and tight on him, so I'm going to pick him.
Oh, my God.
That's how they pick him.
That's how you pick him.